The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 1st Chapter, Text Number 3 and 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 12, 1974, in Paris, France.
The lifetime of such envious householders is passed at night either in sleeping or in sex indulgence, and in the daytime, either in making money or maintaining family members.
This is our civilization. At night, also we waste our time, and in daytime, also we waste our time. How? No. Nidra hyate naktam. At night we sleep, everyone sleeps, the dog sleeps, the cat sleeps. We may sleep in a very nice apartment, skyscraper building, and the dog may sleep on the street, but the pleasure of sleeping is the same. It does not mean that because you are sleeping in a very nice apartment, a skyscraper building, your sleep is better than the dog's sleep. How it is sleeping? Sometimes you may dream something very ferocious, and the dog may sleep without any agitation. He sounds sleep sound. Sometimes you have to take tranquilizer pill for sleeping. So, impartially studying, your sleep is not as nice as dog's sleep. Is it not? Then dog sleep without any anxiety. And I go to sleep with so many anxieties that the sleeping is disturbing unless I take one pill. At least in America I have seen. In your country, in Paris, you do not, you sleep without pill. Is it? That's good credit. Anyway, every one of us will sleep at night. And another our means advantage is that at night we enjoy sex life. Sleep or sex life. Nidya hyati naptam babayana. Babayana means sex. Ba boya. In this way, this human form of life is very valuable. The more we are engaged in these animal propensities, more we waste our valuable life. That we should know. The more we decrease these animal propensities, animal propensities means eating, sleeping, sex life and defense. So just see the whole human civilization, how they are wasting their time in animal civilization. It is a very serious thing to be thought of by serious, thoughtful man. You know, what we are doing as human beings, eating, sleeping and sex life and defending, and that is done by cats and dogs. What extra things we are doing? That is thoughtfulness. The extra thing is here, worshipping Radha Krishna. This is one thing. This is extra thing. Therefore, those who are intelligent and fed up with this eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, they take Krishna consciousness very seriously. They get something. Yes, there is something. So this is our night's business, and this business is to earn money. Without earning money, the night's business will not go very nicely. Therefore, money mind will stop. Diva charti haya rajan, And as soon as we get money, kutumba bharanenava, then those are responsible householders. But at the present moment, the civilization has so advanced, even though they have no responsibility for maintaining family. This is advanced. Even formerly, although they were engaged in eating, sleeping, mating, still they had some responsibility to maintain family. Family means to get oneself married and take charge of the wife and children. That is grihastha life. Even the grihamedis, they used to do that. But at the present moment, because it is Kali Yuga, that if he can maintain a family, namely wife and some children, he will be considered as great hero. He is a big hero. Oh, he is maintaining a family. In America, when I was first there in New York, so one lady, she had a son. So according to our Indian method, I asked her, that lady, elderly, why don't you get your son married? She said, yeah, I have no objection. If he can maintain his family, let him marry. Then I could understand that although America is so rich, that they are not even able to maintain the family. This is civilization. Although they are advertised so much, becoming very, very rich, but they are unable to maintain the family. I was surprised. I thought that in India, although they are very much advertised that poverty is taken, they maintain their family. Even a worker, ordinary worker, I have seen in Ahmedabad, one thela man, what is called, who pushes that hand cart? Thela wala, you call it, so here? No, here we have no such thing here. You have got your motor truck. There is no question of thela wala. But in India, there are thela walas. Means a human being takes a cart and loads it to the best capacity and he pushes like an ass. You see, this is Kali Yuga. A man has to work like an ass simply for bread. Simply for bread. This is Kali Yuga. So I saw that one side there is the wife and the other side there is the husband pulling on that thela and they have got a child on the top of the loaded article, the child is sat down. So he is sitting very comfortably and the father and mother, they are pulling on thela. My point is that even a man, very poor, who has to work just like an ass, still he has got family and he is maintaining. That is my point. Still, you'll find the poorest man, he has got his wife, he has got his children, he has got anyway some home, although it is not very nice apartment, but he has got home. That means even in material life, if one has got peaceful home, then there is something. But even that is now not possible in modern artificial civilization. Nobody has family. Nobody has got home. So how they are happy? So anyway, it is going on. Diva cha artha yohaya. Artha means money. So like, rajan kutumba bharane nava. So, in this way, everyone is going on. Then the next verse says, dehapatta kalatradishu atma sanyasu asasu api teshaṁ pramatta nidhanam paśyannapi napasyati. So this family man may be a big man or a thelawala, it doesn't matter. Everyone has got family. Even the dog has got family. Dog has got also wife and some cubs also. What is called? Puppies. And the mother is helping the puppies by giving breast milk. So family you will find everywhere. Even the birds, they have family. Two birds always together, the husband and wife, they have got a nest and some eggs also, and they are also trying to manufacture some nest. As soon as the lady bird is pregnant, immediately their attempt will be to find out some straw and make a nest. You have seen it, studied it. You see? So long the lady bird is not pregnant, there is no question of nest. But it's natural. You'll find everywhere, even the ants and the birds, bees, everywhere. So this kutumbha bharanam is a duty of a living entity. It doesn't matter whether it's a human being or a dog or a bird or a cat. That is natural. That is not very great credit. But the present yuga, Kali yuga, if one can maintain his family and maintain an apartment, he is to be understood as a very great successful man. He does not see that this success is there even in the ants and the birds and the bees. What is the success? And he is happy. And he is happy. How is happy? No, deha. Deha means this body. He thinks, I have got this strong body, very stout and strong body. By exercising, by yogic practice, I have become very strong. So, what is that stand? Will you die? Yes, I will die, but after a few years. So, he is very much fond of his deha, sorry, deha, and apatta. It is working or not? Why this big humbug? If it is not working. Deha means body and apatta means children. Apatta. So those are family men. Those who are not family men, their question is different. They are not even living me. Ordinarily, the Vedic process is, first of all, you try to remain without family, alone. Be independent. No cares, no anxiety. You can lie down here, or whatever you can eat, that's all. But be spiritually advanced. That is called brahmachari life. Brahmachari means, brahma means absolute truth. And chari means whose business is only with brahma. Aham brahmasmi, with spiritual advancement of life. That is called brahmachari. And he has no interest with anything material. He is at least educated in that way, that actually you have no interest with this material thing. You should be interested only for your spiritual advancement. This is the opportunity that Prahlad Maharaj said to his class friend. Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee. He learned spiritual knowledge from Narad, from the womb of his mother. So he decided that I shall lead spiritual life. Although he was king's son, very powerful king's son, He was not interested anything with spiritual and material. He decided. So from the childhood, he was trying to preach Krishna consciousness where he should get opportunity. He was a child of 5 years old and king's son, locked up within the palace. So he was taking opportunity in the school. As soon as he go to the school and the teachers are out, he will stand up on the bench and speak of Krishna consciousness. You have seen the picture. So he was advising, my dear friends, they were all 5 years, 4 years old. Now take to Krishna consciousness. Kaumaro acharit praga dharman bhagavatam. This Kaumara, this age, from the very beginning of life, you take to Krishna consciousness. They were asking, why Krishna consciousness? Let us play now. Jump like monkey. So, he was not, no, let us take to Krishna consciousness. Now, why you should take Krishna consciousness? Now, durlavam manusam janma. Oh, it is very valuable, this human form of life. It is very valuable. Because in this life only, you can become Krishna conscious. Not in the body of cats and dogs, that is not possible, or trees. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advising, Komarang acharit pragya dharman bhagavatam. Dharma. So we are pursuing some kind of dharma, Hindu, Muslim or Christian. No, dharman bhagavatam. That dharma, which teaches you how to love God, that dharma. That is first class. Otherwise you stamp over, I am Christian and do all nonsense, I am Hindu and do all nonsense. This is not help, simply by stamping. So many Christian gentlemen like me, we cannot understand even Christianity that Lord Jesus Christ says, thou shalt not kill, and they are very busy simply in killing business. And still they are Christians. First of all, let us see who is a Christian. Similarly, every religion, simply by rubber stamp, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, but they do not know what is religion. They do not know. Therefore, the Bhagavatam will find religion, religious person, who is a religious person? First class religion. Religious person means who has learned to love God. That is religion. Javahi pungshang paro dharma jato bhakti radhukhaj ahoi tuki apka. And this religion is universal. To love God, you don't require any education, don't require any rubber stamp. God is one. And you are part and parcel of God. You try to love. You have got the loving propensity. You love God and you will be satisfied. You will be happy. Everyone is trying to love somebody else. Love is not alone. Love must be two. So that two, Krishna and myself. That is called love. Not that impersonality. They do not know what is love. Because he is one. That philosophy is oneness. So how there can be love? What? Is it possible? Have you got any such experience? Love means one? No. Love means two. That must be two. The lover and the beloved. The lover, Krishna is already lover. He is so lover of you that he is trying to get you back. That is Krishna's attempt. Please, my dear boy, or my dear friend, my dear servant, anyway, as we are related, he is our parents. Yada yada hi dharmasya gnani bhavati bharata abhutthanam adharam tadatmanam sujamaham. He is situated within our heart. Ishara sarvabhutana. Just see how much he loves it. He is trying always to get you back to home. And he says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam bhaja. You rascal, why you are engaged in such nasty things, material life? You come to me, He'll be happy. I shall give you all protection. No, sir. I am not that. I shall become a hog and I shall eat stool. That is my advanced and sharp materials for you. You see? Hog means he has no discrimination of food. There is hog. You have seen. A hog can eat up to the stool. So anyone who has no human brain has no discrimination of food. Anything he can eat, he is a hog. Anything, anyone, never mind, mother, sister or anyone, let us have such life. That is hog's life. You find the hog's life is practical like that. To eat anything and have sex life with anyone, that is hog's life. Is it not? What is the hog? You have seen hog? Huh? They have no discrimination of sex and no discrimination of food. That is hog's life. So, therefore, Shastra says that this human life is not meant for becoming a hog. Nāyam deha deha bhājāṁ niloke kastān kāman arahati vīrbhujāṁ. You are working so hard, day and night, very busy, going this side, that side, and getting money and leading a life like hog. What is this civilization? This is not civilization. Then what is civilization? That is also said. Tapo dibbam putraka jina suddhita satya. This is an instruction to his sons, my dear. Boys, this is life. This is a form of life. It is not meant for wasting like hogs and dogs, but kausha, just have little restraint. Don't become hogs and dogs. What is that restraint? Just like we are prescribing, no illicit sex. No illicit sex. Sex is not stopped. Sex is there, but no illicit sex. Illicit sex is unnecessary sex life. Sex life is meant for human beings. There is regulation. Sex life is meant for producing nice children, that's all. Not for sense enjoyment. Therefore, one is trained as brahmachari from the very beginning. The brahmachari means no sex life. No, sir. Even the guru, and sometimes guru, mostly in the school, the teacher, they are householder. It is restricted. If the guru has a young wife, you should not go to carry out her order. It is restricted. This is brahmacharya. Voluntarily accepting hardship for making life successful. That is brahmacharya. And then married life. Married life when the brahmachari is meant for the boys, not for the girls. Girls, they are to be married. A brahmachari may remain unmarried for life. But according to Vedic civilization, a girl must be married. As soon as before the age of attaining puberty, it is the duty of the father, or if she has no father, it is the duty of the elder brother to get her married, samaran, give her in responsibility to another young man. This is the duty. Yes. This is the duty. So therefore, a female population is always bigger than the male population. Then you can ask, why so many husbands? Therefore, polygamy was allowed. And the kings, the kshatriyas, who had money and who had very nice strength also, they used to marry more than one wife. You find all the kshatriyas, even Krishna, the best kshatriya, he married 16,108 wives. Wholesale. Yes. So Krishna as kshatriya proved how much strong he was, how much able he was, that he married 16,000 wives, and for each wife, separate establishment, separate servant, separate house, separate palace, everything separate. Not that I marry only, therefore I am not responsible. Not like that. That is Krishna. Ideal. He married 16,100, but he had 16,108 palace, big, big palace. And palace all made of nice, it's called marble, and decorated with jewels. In Krishna's house, there was no need of this light. The jewels were glittering. These are descriptions in the Bhagavad. And the furnitures were made of ivory. That is Krishna's house. And the garden, compound, parija flower. Then, is that sufficient? A woman will be satisfied simply with this palace, nice palace, and no. He expanded himself into 16,108 Krishna. So each and every wife is able to receive her husband individually. So anyway, you cannot imitate Krishna, neither you can do like that, neither you can marry 16,000, but you can marry, that is basic civilization, more than one wife, because the every female must be married, so where are so many husbands? So therefore polygamy was allowed, but the man who marries, he must be able to maintain the wife very nice. That is Hindu or Vedic civilization. That is kutumba, kutumba bara, maintaining the family. Anyway, even though we are able to maintain a very nice group of family members, then I may be puffed up that I am maintaining such a nice family, but that is also not a very good situation. Dehapatta karatradishu. I am thinking, now I have got good home, good wife, nice children, nice bank balance, so I am safe now. No, sir, you are not safe. Dehapatta karatradishu. Atma shaina. This world is struggle for existence. You should not think that because you have got nice wife, children, and nice nationality, or everything nice, still you are not safe. This is to be understood. It's like Napoleon in your country. He had many soldiers. He was fighting, he was conquering all over. And because he had very, very good military strength, he was thinking he is safe. But he was also defeated, and he had to die also, leaving all the opulences he created. So nobody is safe. You must always remember that. So here it is said, Dehapatra kalatradishu atma sanyeshu asasu api. Although I know that this national strength or this material strength, the bank balance strength and good wife and everything is there, but they will not be able to save me. This is intelligence. They will not be able to save me. Because when death will come, nobody will be helpful to me. I will have to go. I cannot say, now I have got my children, I have got so much duty, I have got this to do, this to do, this to do. Now your time is over. Your so-called arrangement for material happiness is now over. Now you must get out. Is it not? So the fools, the rascal, they cannot see. Therefore, tesang pramatta nidhanam. An intelligent man will see that what they will do me. I will also annihilated and they will be also annihilated. I cannot save them, neither they cannot save me. This is intelligence. But those who are not intelligent, for them it is said, tesang pramatta nidhanam. pravatta, because we are mad, we are thinking that these things will save me. Pravatta, that means mad. So, because we are mad, man cannot see. Just like a madman lies down on the street. He does not see immediately I may be killed by the motor car driving. But he is thinking he is safe. He is thinking I have ordered, nobody can come here. A madman. We have seen in India, a madman lies down on the street. That is not in your country. But he thinks that he is safe. He is not safe. Similarly, we are, because we are mad, by the influence of Maya, we are not safe. We are unsafe. Because at any moment we have to die and we have to accept a body. And that also we do not understand, the modern civilization. That is the first beginning of spiritual understanding, that I am not this body, I am the soul. Within the body I am living. And after giving up this body, I will have to accept another body. This is the beginning of knowledge. One who does not understand these plain, primary principles of knowledge, he is enemy. He is enemy. It is not my manufactured word, it is stated in the Shastra, that jashyato buddhi kunape tidhadu. Kunape. Kunape means a bag. This body is a bag. What it is made of? It is made of flesh, bone, marrow, and nerves, and stool, urine, and so many things. Blood. So, I am not this blood, I am not this urine, I am not this stool. This is the composition of the body. But one is thinking, I am this body. I am stool, I am urine, I am blood, I am flesh, I am this and that. There are so many big scientists. Take these ingredients and make an intelligent man like Napoleon or Professor Einstein. The ingredients are there. But thinking that I am this blood, I am this flesh, I am... Where is the scientist? If I am combination of these material things, blood, flesh, bone, and urine, stool, you just dissect your body, what you'll find? You'll find there is blood, there is flesh, there is nerve, there is intestines, there is stool, there is... Is that the ingredient of so much intelligence? Who was trying that? Trying to make intelligent man in the scientific laboratory? Who was saying in the morning? Yes. So, take these ingredients and make an intelligent man. Is it possible? How they will do it? They are thinking like that. That this blood, this flesh, this bone, and this urine, and this stool can be, by careful combination, they can produce a very intelligent man. That is their intelligence. So therefore, Shastra says, jashyato buddhi kunapi iti dhatu. If one is thinking that body is the man, or the living entity, this body is nothing but combination of these things. Jashyato buddhi kunapi iti dhatu. Sadhik kalatradi shu. Here, just like, jihapatra kalatradi. Kalatra means why? And thinking this body, I am this body, and thinking also that these my soldiers, these my wife, children, and friends, and nationals, they will save me. Jashyato buddhi kunapi iti sadhik kalatra. Bhavai jadi. And the land, where he is taken birth, just like everyone is thinking, I am Frenchman, I am Englishman, I am Indian, I am this, I am that. This is my land, I must decorate this land, this Paris city, very nicely. I shall bring something from Egypt and put it here. Then it's these nonsense things are going on, even big men like Napoleon and others. And what to speak about. So, but Shastra says, jashyato buddhi kunapi iti dhatuke sadhik kalatradisu bhavamayujyati. Jatitha buddhi, a little advanced than these fools and rascals, they are little religious. What is their religion? Let us go to the holy place. The Christians are going to the Jodha. And the Hindus are going to the Ganges, Jamuna. They think if I take my bath in this river, Jordan, or in this Ganges or this Jamuna, then I become immediately perfectly yes. Jasyatu buddhi kunapiti dhatu jayi sadhik kalatradi subhavun. Jatirtha buddhi salile. Salil means water. So, they go to take bath in the water. Jatirtha buddhi salile. Tirtha means place of sanctuary. Real tirtha is to find out a Krishna conscious person. That is the business. Jatirtha buddhi salile na karhichi janeshu abhigyeshu. Janeshu, tirtha means in the holy places, many saintly persons live. So if one goes to the holy place, they must find out a holy man who is living there and take lessons from him. And that is the goodness. Not that I go and take a bath in the water and I become free. So these classes of men who are doing like this, that I am this body and this birthplace is my home. Worshipable land, Jatirtha and mine, this wife and children, they are my protectors. In this way everyone is thinking, and I, whatever sinful activities I am doing, I shall take one bath in the Ganges or Jamuna or Jordan, then I will be purified. In this way, the people who are thinking, the Shastra says, you are no better than the ass and the cow. This is the setting. Chayeva Gokhara. This class of thinking is simply for the enemies. So we should not think like animals. We should think like human beings. That is required. That thinking is how to awaken my dormant love for God. That is required. That is human effort. That is there already. It is not artificial. Now, in this temple, you are all in citizens of Paris city. 4 or 5 years ago, you had no idea what is Krishna. But now you are dancing, chanting in Krishna. What? Have I given you some bribe? I brought Krishna from India and I am making you to dance, giving you some bribe. Is it a fact? What do you think? And where is my money? I came to Western country with $7. Also, I have got now money. Enough money. That is your money, of course. But why you are dancing in Krishna's name? What bribe I have given you? Can you answer any one of them? Yes. What is that? Therefore, it is to be understood that Krishna was within you. I have simply tried to awaken that consciousness. That's all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. After. So, therefore, it is to be taken that Krishna consciousness is there in everyone. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Kavuna. It is not by artificial means one awakens his Krishna consciousness. No. Krishna is God, and God consciousness or Krishna consciousness is there, dormant in everyone. Just as you love a man or woman. That is not artificial thing. That is already there. It is a gift of God. That is already there. So, when the time comes, when you become young, you try to love a boy or you try to love a girl. But the love is there. The propensity is there. Similarly, the love for Krishna is there. That love for boy and girl, that is Krishna's love. Krishna is a boy. Radharani is a girl. You see? but it is now covered. On account of our material association, it is covered. So, Krishna consciousness can be awakened as soon as you are purified. Immediately you will have Krishna consciousness. As soon as you are purified. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is to purify the covering, the material covering. That what is the purification? Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. First of all, you have to be purified with the sense that you are neither American, nor a Frenchman, nor Englishman, nor Indian, nor Brahmin, nor Kshatriya, nothing of this sort. You have to, these are all designation, outward dress. You have to become free from it. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. You have to forget. Actually, that is happening in Krishna consciousness movement, those who have joined, they never think that I am American, I am Frenchman, I am Englishman. They are always thinking that they are servant of Krishna. This is called purification. As soon as you learn that you are neither American, nor Indian, nor this or not that, you are eternally servant of Krishna. This is purification. The more you are fixed up on this knowledge, the more you are purified. So how this can be done? This is the process. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevana. To hear about Krishna, to chant about Krishna, to think about Krishna, to worship Krishna, to give everything to Krishna, like that, if you practice, then you become purified. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatva, then you become nirmal, without any dirty things. Then, when there is no dirt, then your senses, we are not going to kill your senses. It is not possible. You have got senses. Because you are a living being, you must have senses. But our process is not to stop the sense action, but to purify the sense action. So, when you are purified, then with your senses, you can engage yourself in serving Krishna instead of serving this maya, deha patta kalatra adishu. Just like here is also family. Here, the Krishna conscious family means they are not families like cats and dogs. They are family making Krishna center. They are also family. They have got husband, wife, children. But the whole attention is to Krishna. Even a child, he is also dancing, he is also chanting, he is offering obeisance. This is Krishna consciousness. So, this movement, we should understand very clearly, that there is no question of artificial negation. The question is purification. As soon as you become purified, and you become fully Krishna conscious, then your life is successful. That is one thing. Thank you.